Saw the film last night, loved it. Cool. First question is, talk about being cast in this movie, because, you know, G.I. Joe's got this great tradition, people have grown up loving it. How'd you get to the film? Did you audition? What's the process?
I actually screen tested with Rachel, because originally this role was written as a white guy. And, you know, they had to see, but I also said that he was charming, he was athletic, he was funny and athletic. And I was like, you know what? I could play that. And so I look at roles, I don't look at color. I just look and go, can I play the attributes? And it's, everything is colorless to me. And then I went and read with Rachel, and it worked, and pot out.
They called me up, and I just, because I, you know, I'd done another soldier film, and I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to play a fantasy soldier movie. And then they sent me the script, and it was X-Men and Star Wars, man. It was just a huge, fantastical ride. And I couldn't wait to see them realize some of the things that they had written in the script. So I definitely went, and G.I. Joe was like part of my childhood. So
G.I. Joe is so iconic for people who grew up with it, the toys, the cartoons. Talk about getting cast in these roles and just the shock of like saying, well, I'm going to be Scarlet and I'm going to be Baroness.
It's you know, when you get cast in something that a franchise that's as recognizable as this, with characters that are this recognizable, it's both an honor and it's a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Because you want the fans to remain fans, and you don't want to let anybody down. And then you realize that Stephen Sommers knows what he's doing, and he was so excited to make the film that jumping into the characters felt really authentic.
And these are really iconic, cool characters. I mean, the Baroness is amazing. I love playing a femme fatale. I love the guns and the outfit and the black hair. I mean, it was just all round a great character. So we felt very lucky.